Joining me on the phone today is Steve Barry, author of a new book called The Columbus Affair. And Mr. Barry is going to be in Lexington on September 28th and 29th as part of a fundraising effort for the Lexington History Museum. Good day to you, sir.
Good day.
Let's talk a little bit about the book, and then we'll move on to what you're going to be doing in Lexington. So the book is The Columbus Affair, and we'll start with the title.
Pretty cool story, actually. It deals with Christopher Columbus and a great secret associated with him, a secret that might not only be possible, but is probable to be true. And the secret is that Columbus may very well have been Jewish. He may have had a Jewish heritage to him. Now, that may sound like, well, what does it matter if Columbus was Jewish? Well, I added a little twist to the story, a little twist that makes it relevant here today. And so you're going to learn some things about Christopher Columbus you never knew before in the guy revolving around a modern-day thriller that starts in Florida, goes over to Vienna, to Prague, and then ends up in Jamaica.
So an absolute tour de force, and without revealing too much about the plot. What kind of devices do you use to spin this web?
Well, it's really history. I like to find something from the past, something lost, something forgotten, something that people don't know a whole lot about, but also something that's quite up in the air that we don't know the resolution of, and I like to weave a modern day tale around that. So with Columbus, it's amazing. We don't know where this man was born, where he was raised, who his parents were. We don't know how he was educated. We don't even know his name. We don't know what he looked like. The 8 portraits that survived were never done during his lifetime. We don't know how he made it to America. The chart he used disappeared. We don't know what happened when he got here because the Journal of Columbus is a copy of a copy. We know nothing about this man. And then about 40 years ago, Simon Wiesenthal wrote a book called Sails of Hope, in which he postulated that Columbus may very well have had a completely different lineage. And it's a very interesting hypothesis that Wiesenthal had. So I take that hypothesis and weave it into the novel.
And as you mentioned, we know very, very little about a man who changed the world, literally.
Literally. Absolutely, completely changed the course of human history. And the reason why we don't is on purpose. Columbus himself rarely spoke about himself when he was alive. When he did, he contradicted himself. When he died, his 2 sons wrote differing accounts of his life. So we have we have no idea really who this man was.
And obviously, you're going to be taking this book tour that you're on to promote this to Lexington. Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing in Lexington on September 28th and 29th.
Elizabeth, my wife, and I have a foundation called History Matters, and we go around the country and we do fundraisers for various historic projects. And so far, we've raised around $300,000 for various historic projects around the country. And we're coming up to Lexington on the 28th, and we're going to be doing something there at the Sky Bar, which is very near the old courthouse. We were doing it in the old courthouse, but it's engaging in some renovation right now. So we're going to be there on West Main Street from 5 to 8, doing a History Matters event. I'll be doing a talk. I'll be signing books. I'll be answering questions and interacting. And all of the proceeds from that is going to go to the renovation of the old Fayette Courthouse. Then the next day is the really cool thing. We're doing a writer's workshop. It's a 4-hour writer's workshop that Elizabeth and I teach on the craft of writing. It will be at the Lexington Public Library starting at 1 o'clock. And you register for that, and all of the proceeds from that workshop also go to the renovation of the courthouse. So all the writers in the area out there, whether you're published, non-published, whatever, this is going to be a very intense 4-hour course on the craft of writing. And we've taught about 2,000 students from around the country, and I think the folks in Lexington are going to enjoy that a whole lot.
Talk about inspiring young writers in pursuing their craft.
Well, see, this is what I say all the time. There's no such thing as a writing teacher. There's no such thing. There's no one that can teach anybody how to write. That's impossible. But there are people who can help teach you how to teach you how to write. Yes, there are. And I found some people like that about 20 years ago. And I hope I can be that for the students that I teach in the workshop, where I can help teach them how to teach themselves how to write. Because the only way to learn how to write is to do it yourself. And you have to learn the craft, and you have to apply that craft. And so the workshop sort of lays that groundwork and gives that inspiration. We get so many emails from the writers after we do the workshop that they go back home and they say, I got it. I feel inspired now. I feel I can do it. I feel that I can sit down. I've got some tools now. I'm just not groping in the dark anymore. And that's what the workshop does. It clarifies those things. So all the writers up there, you know, I hope they will come out, and they'll also be helping their local, you know, courthouse at the same time. By the way, Elizabeth and I do not charge for those workshops. We do not charge to come. I even pay my own expenses to come. So all the money goes to the project.
And the fact that this was already in the works when the History Museum and, of course, the City of Lexington got some really bad news about the courthouse itself.
Yes.
We're looking at a major renovation. Lots of money will be needed in order to put that building aright. It's over 100 years old. So obviously the timing could not be better for an event like this.
Yeah, and it worked out very well, and this is sort of like the start. You have to get going, and this will get going, and, you know, we could raise a few thousand dollars to get the process moving forward, but you're right. They did get some news about what it's going to take to renovate that building, but that's not atypical. We see that in historic places all around the country that we've dealt with. There's always an obstacle to be overcome, but the good part is that we can actually overcome them.
Your other books, Is the Columbus Affair, does it build on other research that you've done, or is it is this a new direction for you?
Well, it's a standalone novel. I write a series with my recurring character called Cotton Malone, and he's a retired Justice Department agent who lives in Copenhagen. He runs an old bookshop, and I've done 7 books with Cotton. But Cotton took a vacation this year. He took a year off, and I'd created a new set of characters for the Columbus Affair. Same kind of story, action, history, secrets, conspiracy, international settings, but a new set of characters with new motivations. Now, Cotton will be back next year. He's coming back with a new adventure. It's called The King's Deception. It deals with a very interesting mystery with the Tudors in England, a mystery I stumbled across a couple of years ago. Another one of those secrets that not only may be possible, but probable that it was true. And so Cotton will be back there. And I have 3 other standalones, The Amber Room, The Romanov Prophecy, and The Third Secret, which were some of my early books. So I have like 4 standalones and 7 Cotton Malone books so far.
Now, in addition to teaching these workshops and coming up with how is it that you're able to balance all of that and create great works?
Well, it's scheduling. You got to stay ahead of yourself. My schedule for 2013 is pretty much already set. I know where I'm going to be pretty much the entire year, and I work that around the writing schedule. I know when the books have to be delivered. I know where I have to do. I lay out the writing time, and then I schedule my appearances. Like these appearances in Lexington were scheduled probably 8 or 9 months ago, a long time ago, back in 2011, actually, is when they were scheduled. So we stay ahead of ourselves. If you just stay ahead of yourself, a little planning, it can be done.
All right. Well, Steve Barry, author of The Columbus Affair, will be in Lexington on September 28th and 29th in our fair city. And we want to thank you for your time today, Steve, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. And just a quick thing, all the listeners can find out anything about those events at my website, steveberry.org. Under the events section, they can find out where those will be and where to register.